Previously on Algoa FM.
Wednesday afternoon, 25 minutes to one, time for Algoa Cares. And joining me on the line, representing Betshikum House of Restoration in Sidwell, Port Elizabeth, Kobega, is Gary Kukumur, chairperson and founder. Gary, it's indeed a pleasure having you with us on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Excellent. You've mentioned in your communication that running this NPO was a calling. Please tell us more.
Yeah, both my wife and I, at the same time, we noticed girls that were on the street down in central of Elizabeth, and we felt that this wasn't right. So we tried to find somebody to do it, to do something about it, and we couldn't. So then we decided to do something about it, and we went down onto the streets, and we started speaking to the girls and finding out if they were happy where they were or if they wanted a new life.
Yeah.
And we then decided to offer them a new life. So we brought girls into our own home in those early days. And Betshikum has now developed into an organization. We've registered as a victim empowerment center. And we work with gender-based violence victims mainly.
Right. You basically answered my next question. Are you working in close collaboration with authorities and the type of situations? What situations do you deal with, if I may ask?
We deal with any form of gender-based violence where women need to be removed from their situation and they need a safe house, to a safe place to stay. So we work very closely with rape crisis, with the police, with hospitals, as well as church organizations and businesses as well when we get reports.
I've watched your video sent through to us as well. It's on our website. You know, quite a few emotional testimonies coming through. Tell us a bit more about your outreach programs.
Our outreach program is that we're mainly concentrating on the clinics at the moment, where we go to the clinics, our social worker and one of the other women that work for us, and then we take pamphlets and we tell them about gender-based violence, and we tell them that there is a place for them. We also tell them what to do to prevent it, as well as to put things in place if they have to leave in a hurry.
All right. And how many women do you house at any given time?
We've got 16 beds available. But then if moms come in with children, then it obviously cuts down on the amount of beds that we can supply.
So
I would say on average, we have about 14 women a day that stay here. And our program is long term.
Excellent. What are your biggest needs at this stage as an NPO?
I think our biggest need is for more space.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and how can our listeners get in touch with you online or telephonically in terms of rendering a helping hand?
Well, our Facebook page is very jacked up. Janina, who does our media for us, she's very good with that. So they can contact us through our Facebook page or our website. We get quite a few contacts through our website from women that are in need of help.
Gary, before I let you go, any final thoughts, parting shot?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. We are affiliated with the National Shelter Movement. I'm actually the provincial representative for the Eastern Cape for the National Shelter Movement. Mm-hmm. And they've got an awareness thing that's going around now that it's been picked up that hundreds of thousands of dockets, over 100,000 dockets, have been closed due to lack of evidence in rape cases. And some of those cases are from 3 years ago. And it's coming to light that it appears that the woman that laid those charges haven't been interviewed or haven't been interviewed properly.
Wow.
So that's a real concern for us at the moment.
Very sad state of affairs at the end of the day. Gary Kukumur, chairperson and founder of Betshikum House of Restoration in Sidwell, Kobega. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We already have all your details on the Algoa Cares page. So we'd like to encourage everyone to go over there, check it out, algoafm.co.za, and see if you can also lend a helping hand. Gary, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful being able to speak. Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.